San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, August 8th, 2021. Today's lesson is Vital Protection with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. Thank you, Reverend Mark. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Since Reverend Mark mentioned it in his introduction, let me go right to that truth that is so powerful that we anchor ourselves in every Sunday. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And Reverend Mark is right when he said that this is the very foundation of why today's talk is vital protection. Vital protection. Now, when you think about vital protection, we're not talking about an armed guard entourage retinue. That's not vital protection. Now, some people may believe it is in very dangerous areas, but that's not the vital protection that I'm talking about today. So today we're going to look at the deeper meaning behind protection. In 365 Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, "The protecting power of infinite spirit sustains me." Sustains me. So what is sustains? The protecting power of infinite spirit strengthens, supports physically or mentally. It gives support. It bears the weight of. It is to support something or keep it going. So the protecting power of the infinite sustains me. It is why I'm here, how I'm here, what holds me up in this human life because of my spiritual nature. It's what holds you up in your human life because of your spiritual nature. And what is that spiritual nature? Well, hey, let's say it again. You are, goodness me, what is it? You are a spiritual immortal being having a human experience. You are. You are one with the divine. You are one with spirit. You are the very vitality that the divine is. We rely on that knowledge, whether we know it or not. We rely on the Creator, on God, on the Source, on the universe, on infinite spirit, on life. We rely on that. Otherwise, we would just be lumps. Probably not much life in us. But it's the spirit that animates us. It's that spirit that is within us that is vital to being a human life. Because it's the spirit that is expressing God itself through each and every one of us. Vital protection. So are you ready today to stop feeling vulnerable and tossed around by the winds of change? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay. So place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today.
Today.
I am protected.
I am protected.
By the power of divine love.
By the power of divine love.
I embrace love.
I embrace love.
I choose to live fully.
I choose to live fully.
completely and joyfully. And so it is.
And so it is.
Okay, so breathe. Breathe, because I've got a surprise for you. You just dissolved fear. Did you know you were doing that at the time? In Living the Science of Mind, in the section Love Dissolves Fear, Ernest Holmes writes, love does not overcome hate and fear by argument or force, but by some subtle power of transformation, transmutation, sublimation, invisible in its essence, but apparent through its act. As light overcomes the darkness, as the presence of heat causes the atmosphere of the room to change until it is warm and comfortable, so the radiant presence of love and peace dissipates fear, hate, and confusion. Love is the victor in every case. Love breaks down the iron bars of thought, shatters the walls of material belief, severs the chain of bondage which thought has imposed, and sets the captive free. Sets you free. Is that not amazing? Sustains, bears the weight of. So if you have these heavy thoughts, they cannot control you. They cannot keep you down because there is no real substance to them. They are simply thoughts and ideas that we picked up from somewhere. It's kind of like going to a dog park and expecting to come back with pure, clean soles on your shoes. You might not. Hey, maybe you'll just get sand on them. Maybe you'll just get grass on them. But you could pick up things unaware of picking them up at the time. These are the things we need to be aware of. So what is something that's vital? Something that's vital is absolutely necessary. It's essential. Something that's vital is full of energy. It's lively. I started taking an online course in Zoom. How many of you have used Zoom for one thing or another? Okay. Not everybody. Well, I'll let you know, Friday was my first Zoom experience. And one would think, having been a computer scientist, being a teacher, being a spiritual leader, that, and knowing that I have classes to teach, that at some point I would have joined in some Zoom meeting somewhere. But it was too much of a nuisance to me to figure out how to use Zoom for anything that was being offered to me. I was like, no. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Zoom? Nah, not worth it. Is this not silly? Is this not silly that I would look at some technology when I love a lot of things about technology? It's in my very nature. But I would look at it and go, not worth my effort. Not worth my focus. Was I relying on God? Whether or not I realized it, whether or not I recognized it, what was holding me back from participating in Zoom? Let me confess, I think it was resentment. It was like, I don't want to do it online. I want to do it with real life people. And if I can't do it with real life people, I'm going to stomp my foot and scrunch my face up and say, no. Well, like I said, Friday was my first Zoom experience. I'm taking an online education teacher's training put on by CSL. And it is through Zoom to teach people how to teach using Zoom. So it's not just teacher training, it's how to use the tools of this particular thing. Well, one of the things that is vital in a Zoom class is the ability to communicate verbally. I mean, there's video. I could just watch whatever they're putting up. I watch YouTube videos. I don't have to talk to them. But in a participative classroom community, people talk to each other, right? So I needed a way to talk to people. It's vital to have some sort of a microphone. I'm sure I must have 5 or 6 different microphones for the computer, packed away somewhere. I didn't have a microphone. So I let them know in advance and asked them, is there a chat feature? Well, there is. So since I didn't have my first option, which was a microphone, I could use the chat feature. We went through the class for a while, and then it was time for breakout sessions, which is something I'm going to learn how to create in this class, right? It's vital to create them so that you can have small groups, pods, like we have in our real life classes. Well, while everybody else got funneled off into these breakout rooms, the facilitator said, hey, you know what? I forgot. You can call in on your phone and do the audio on your phone. So I called in on my phone, and there I had the audio. And I've known this woman for years. I call her a friend. And she said, so you don't have to go get a microphone at all. You can just use your phone. And I thought, yeah. However, after the class, I was looking at all the features that might have anything to do with the microphone on the laptop, and I realized there's speech recognition. I can sit there and tell my computer what to do rather than using my hands all the time. So I'm going to get a microphone for my speech recognition because it's vital for speech recognition, and it will also help me in this class. So what is something vital? It's something absolutely necessary. Now, a microphone is not absolutely necessary. The ability to communicate in real time is what is absolutely necessary. And we have different options, right? Right? So though you may think it is vital for you to have your own car, what is really vital is that you have transportation to get you where you need to be, when you need to be there, in a safe manner. Right? Right. Vitality, I want to review, is the quality of being exciting or successful. It's an energetic lifestyle that allows a healthy capacity for vigorous activity. It's a characteristic, principle, or force that distinguishes living things from non-living things. And all living things have a degree of vitality within them. Right? I mentioned these last week. I want to reiterate. But the one that I want to mention today is an energetic lifestyle that allows a healthy capacity for vigorous activity. And we can imagine that being all kinds of things. But let's bring to mind the Tokyo Olympics. The Olympics are going on right now in Tokyo. The athletes are prime examples of vitality. They have a healthy capacity for vigorous activity. They are in prime physical condition. They have to be emotionally and mentally strong. You can be the strongest person in the world, but if you doubt yourself, you're not going to be able to perform the things that you need to perform. If you think your body won't support you, won't sustain you during your event, you are unlikely to win that event. And that's not just true of the Olympics. The Olympics is just a worldwide right-in-your-face example. One of the gymnasts thought she had to drop out. We don't know exactly what was going on with her, but rumor and reporting has it that it was not as much a physical problem as it was something going on within her. And she needed to get to that point where she trusted her own body, mind, spirit again. And she did wind up competing in one more event. She didn't get the gold, but she did reclaim her power. She reclaimed that protecting power of the infinite spirit. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 257, paragraph 4, Ernest Holmes says, "The great blessing of spirit flows through me now and protects me in all my ways. My good is around me with so... My good is around and with me." You know, I'm going to start this paragraph over. Ernest Holmes, on page 257 of the Science of Mind textbook, paragraph 4, says, "The great blessing of the Spirit pours through me now and protects me in all my ways. My good is around and with me so that I am secure and safe. The loving presence of Spirit is with me now and forever so that I am divinely protected. I let go of all problems and know that Spirit is with me. The great quietness and calm of universal love is within me. I am richly blessed." I am richly blessed. In this, Ernest is encouraging us to recognize the protective power of the loving presence of Spirit. And since Spirit is always within us, we are always blessed. Whether or not we realize it, whether or not we recognize it, it with a capital I, it being Spirit. You don't have to say, "Ah, there you are, Spirit, I recognize you." Don't have to. Everything in this universe is going in accordance with spiritual principle, universal principle, absolutely everything. It's when we recognize it, when we embrace it, when we see it for the power that it is, that we are then able to make positive use of it consciously. Consciously. I want to say something about protection. So what is protect? What does protect do? Protect keeps safe from harm or injury or loss. To protect does that. Protect is a cover or a shield from injury or danger. Think about Roman warriors, Roman gladiators. They had a sword and they had a shield, right? And the shield was to protect them from the other gladiator's sword or weapon or whatever. Just remember the shield part. That is the protection. Athletes have a lot of protective gear for themselves. They're protecting themselves when they are participating in sports events that that may cause physical injury or may result in physical injury. They have pads, shoulder pads, elbow pads, knee pads. They have helmets. They have gloves. They have shoes to protect their feet. They have arm guards when they're in archery. They have all these different kinds of protection to protect their physical self. But what other kind of protection might there be? Babies wear diapers. Do the diapers protect the babies from going to the bathroom? Absolutely not. Those diapers are for the protection of others, regardless of how uncomfortable they are on the baby. They protect me when I'm holding a baby. They protect you when you're holding a baby. They protect our furnishings from what babies do naturally. What other things are there in our lives that we are using for protection based on somebody else's sensitivity and somebody else's opinion? I'm wearing clothes. You know why I'm wearing clothes? To protect myself from shame, to protect myself from being arrested for running around naked, and to protect you from being dismayed, shocked. And thank you for also wearing clothes. I really appreciate that. You know, there are, when you're learning to be a public speaker, there are lessons that say, oh, imagine everyone there in their underwear. And to me, that would be too distracting because I have such a vivid imagination. Well, let's see, yellow, blue, pink, you know, let's see, is it... Is she wearing a sports bra? Is she wearing a demi bra? You know, too many options. So the best thing is to just remember, not visualize everybody in their underwear. Visualize everybody in their spiritual essence. We don't need to look at the body. Just look at the eyes. You go deep when you look in somebody's eyes. Don't you? So pay a little bit of attention to what you are doing to protect others from your natural state of being. Are you holding back? Are you not saying something? Are you weighing the options and saying, well, let's see. I can go with what I really feel, but that also has consequences. So instead of telling them what I really feel, I can pray for their greatest and highest good, because that is also serving me. So we can always pray for somebody else's greatest and highest good. We don't need to walk up and tell them, man, I'm praying for your greatest and highest and good, because just look at your life. Because that's judgment. But when we find ourselves being in judgment or finding something wrong with what anybody else or somebody, at least one other person, maybe just that person, considers normal, all we have to do is pray for their highest good. Because what do? When we pray, we know that God is all there is. I am one with God. We know the truth that we are all spiritual beings having our unique human experience. We give thanks and we release. But what we're doing is we are going within. We are saying to ourselves, I remember who I am. I am one with the divine, and so is that person. And so their life is theirs to live. I don't have to live their life, but I can know that they are in their greatest and highest good. It is always there for them. always. And that changes us. It gets us out of judgment. It gets us out of doubt. It gets us out of uncertainty. It gets us out of what the heck is that? It, you know, we don't have to understand it all. We simply know that we, each and every one of us, are within the protecting power of infinite spirit. We have that spiritual essence, that vitality, that vital protection. One of the other things that we can do is protect ourselves from self-sabotage. Protect our capital S self from self-sabotage. I saw one of those little memes that is not attributed to anybody, but you look at it, you go, wow, yeah, true. You can't be bitter and expect your life to be sweet. You can't be bitter and expect your life to be sweet. And I looked at that and I thought, well, that's about three lectures in a nutshell. I'm adding that to my talk. Remember that thoughts are things. Those Olympians, their thoughts about their own physical, mental, spiritual well-being, those are things. They have to know beyond knowing that nothing stands in their way. Nothing stands in their own way to achieve that which they see as already theirs. Because thoughts are things. You're just the same. Everything that you already see as yours is already yours. If you don't see it in your physical life yet, that's okay. Look at how you are behaving in your physical life. Look at what you are thinking. What you are thinking. When I was growing up, we had a picture, well, we had commercials and little newsreels and all kinds of stuff about Smokey the Bear here in California. And they've changed what it is that Smokey says. I saw a Smokey the Bear commercial. I thought, well, they've changed how he looks. They've changed what he says. That's not my Smokey the Bear. I'm going with my original Smokey the Bear that I grew up loving and believing, right? Smokey the Bear said, only you can prevent forest fires. Only you can prevent forest fires. And then went to talk about covering your campfire with dirt and making sure all the coals were dead before you left, not throwing cigarettes out, several different things. But those were the two I remembered because we went camping a lot and my dad smoked. But my dad never threw a cigarette butt out the window. That's why when we cleaned the car, we had to empty the ashtray. Only you can prevent fear, hate, poverty, disease, loss of vitality. Only you can prevent experiencing these in your life because none of them have any power of their own. The protecting power of infinite spirit sustains you. Evil is not a separate energy of its own that can come in and fight against good. Love dissolves fear, right? Fear is behind hate, anger, disease. Did you know that? Fear is behind disease. The fear of not being healthy. The fear of not being whole. The fear of not being strong. The fear of not being good enough. Love dissolves fear. So only you can prevent having those experiences in your personal life by thinking about what you think about, by paying attention, by realizing that God is your source. God is who you are. It is not God's will for people to be cowering in fear, because God doesn't even recognize fear. It has no power. We make it up. We make it up based on what other people say to us, based on our observations. If I go and I stand and I look, I stand in a fenced area and I look out at a pride of lions, I don't have to be afraid, right? Lions are going to do what lions do. Knowing that lions are going to do what lions do, is it very wise of me to cut my finger, smear my blood on my hand, and walk out to pet the lions? No. No, it is not. But it is still my choice to do it. I can still do that. I can put myself in a space of danger. But even when you're in a space of danger, doesn't mean you have to be afraid. I could be absolutely Looney Tunes and not be afraid at all. Or I could just not go to Africa and hang out with lion prides. One of the things I like to do before I come and give the talk on Sunday is I like to double check, what does the daily word say for today? You would be amazed how many times Unity's daily word is, wow, it's so perfect. I should have checked the little book earlier. I could have made a talk on this. So today's daily word, August 8th, 2021, the keyword is protected. And the quote is, through my oneness with God, I feel protected. The biblical quote is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The discussion here from Daily Word is, sometimes I may feel at the mercy of a changing, tumultuous world I cannot control. This is never true. Even though the chaos of the world may swirl around me, at the center of my being is a place of perfect peace and calm. Whenever I am in need of a safe refuge, I turn to God within to reach this place of tranquility and reclaim my feeling of security and protection. The sun always rises after the longest, darkest night. I remind myself of this truth and feel grateful as I allow spiritual understanding to release and reclaim whatever power I may have unwittingly given to a fear-based thought. Fully in tune with the divine presence within me, I move safely and confidently through every challenging circumstance. I move safely and confidently through every challenging circumstance. Protected through my oneness with God, I feel protected. And from this 365 Science of Mind, of course, for today, the protecting power of Infinite Spirit sustains me. We rely on God. Whether or not we realize it, whether or not we recognize it, we do. So in 365, The Science of Mind, Ernest tells us, as a child turns to its parent for comfort, so every one of us is relying on God, whether or not we realize it. This concept is so universal that it has been present in every age, with all people, and at all times. Jesus dared to place his hand serenely in the hand of the invisible. His works justified his words. His faith was manifest through his acts. Jesus of Nazareth understood the oneness, that we are all one, that there is no separation between God and man. There is no separation between good and evil. There is only good. There is only love. There is only the infinite givingness of spirit. Ernest says, nothing has happened to reality, meaning the universe, since this glorious figure walked the highways of human experience. With equal confidence, you should believe in the protecting presence of the ever-available Spirit. Today, you are to hold your thoughts steadfast in the realization that God withholds nothing from you. God withholds nothing from you. Therefore, prepare yourself for a life of joy, love, happiness, and well-being. Prepare yourself. Joy, love, happiness, and well-being. They're all yours. They're actually all you. They're who you truly are. So repeat after me. I am joy.
I am joy.
I am love.
I am happiness.
I am well-being.
I am well-being.
And so it is.
So it is.
Yes. And so it is. The law of God surrounds all of us with love and with friendship. Let's let it radiate in our environment. Let's remember that it blesses everything we touch. You, in fact, yourself are a blessing. Therefore, everything you touch is blessed. My notebook is blessed. My Science of Mind textbook is blessed. This podium is blessed. My bottle of water is blessed. And so am I when I drink it. Believe in yourself because you believe in God. Accept life fully and completely, without reservation. Ernest Holmes, also in Living the Science of Mind, in his section on simple acceptance, says, remember, the intellect argues, but the spirit knows. The intellect examines. The spirit has no opinions. This is why Jesus likened the kingdom of heaven to a child, for a child expects his parents to meet his needs. A child also expects her parents to meet her needs. When the child asks the mother for a drink of water, he expects a drink of water. And he would be the most surprised person in the world if he didn't receive it immediately. Equally, the mother expects to give it. The intellect argues, but the spirit knows. Within you is that spirit that knows, that absolutely knows, that the protecting power of infinite spirit sustains you. You are blessed beyond measure. You are vital to the universe. And you are protected from all false ideas. None of them are true. Love dissolves fear. You already dissolved it. With your affirmation today, you already claimed, I am protected by the power of divine love. I embrace love. I choose to live fully, completely, and joyfully, and so it is. This is what you said. You know what happens when you say it? The universe says, yes! You're right. And so it is done. And so it is. So thank you for your time, for your attention, for your gracious presence. Namaste. Namaste.